if you keep track of your dreams and you record them over time, you'll be able to look back and those dreams are going to function much the same way that the photos in a photo album did, except that your dream records that you're keeping in your dream diary are multidimensional. They are these portals that you can look through and get not only just the basic outline of what was going on in your life, but also all the feelings, the emotions, the issues you were dealing with, struggling with. And if you're in a long-term process of growth and development, perhaps you're moving toward a goal, you can see your progress as you keep track of your dreams. It's nice to have a record. If at a certain point in time, let's say you made a commitment based upon a dream that you wanted to improve a certain relationship or you wanted to reach out for another level in your career, maybe time goes by and you forget about it, you begin to ignore it, it seems like it's hard, it's too much work. You go back and you read that dream diary and it can reinvigorate you, re-inspire you about some of these goals that you've had. And then finally, we all have difficulty recalling our dreams. And if you're one of those folks that has a hard time remembering your dreams, you should not feel bad. Sigmund Freud couldn't remember all of his dreams. You don't have to write a novel about every dream because then the whole project of keeping your dream diary becomes cumbersome. It takes up too much time. If you record a dream, though, and you write down enough information so that it jogs your memory, and you also write down information so that you don't lose it or forget it forever, then it's going to work for you, and you're going to be able to come back. You can almost replay it in your mind.